And I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is that your music has that...
Let me grab a coat. Okay. Would you like a coat?
No, that's okay.
My heater is broken. Uh-huh. I've never had a heater, actually. But... See, this American fellow gave me a photographer, about 16 years old.
Banana shape.
Banana. It's really cute. This is a nice fit.
How do you find most people reacting to
it? Well, they seem to really enjoy it.
I would sort of assume that people that...
I'm just telling them to enjoy themselves.
I would assume that people that went to see you knew your music.
I don't know about that. I don't think there's any way you can know music. The minute you know it, I think that you stop playing. And the minute the person stops playing, I guess the music isn't playing anymore.
I see what you mean. So in a way, the music that you do is music that's hard to, almost hard to memorize kind of thing. Is that what you mean?
I don't know whether it's any more hard to memorize than anything else, but I don't think that people should memorize things.
Well, I mean, for instance, the Beatles do a song, you know, I Want to Hold Your Hand, whatever. After hearing it twice, you know the song, in the sense that, you know their music. And you could sing that, you know, you might know most of the lyrics, but after hearing it two or three times.
I've never listened to the Beatles. Going by a radio here and there or something, I've heard fragments, but I've never really listened to them. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't care for lullabies, because I don't want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I only sleep about 2 hours a night, and I,
You don't want your music to put you there?
When I do music, I'm playing, and when you're playing, you can't go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Too happy to go to sleep.
Right. You write all your own music, most of your own music?
Yeah.
Do you do it completely by yourself, or do the other people in the band?
Well, I do it on a piano. Onto a tape.
Yeah.
And then Zuhor Roro gets it off the tape and distributes it to the members of the band.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just paranoid about it, especially if they're battery powered. Batteries are just fine for sending to the moon.
Would you like to plug it in?
Well, it seems to be going. So, as long as it's going.
I have a Sony tape recorder.
No,
what is this? What kind of
Panasonic.
Yeah.
The only indication that it might continue to go is that it is going.
Yeah, I know. I've got a few songs out there.
Yeah.
Because of that.
So you don't ever get together with the group to work on new material, to start new material?
Well, I have been recently.
Mm-hmm.
But before, they seem to want me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they're opening up a lot more. They have a lot of their own ideas. They were caught by a lot of that conditioning and stuff like that, and they realized the only way to get through that conditioning was to just go ahead and let it come through.
Mm-hmm.
Not try to separate your old life from your new life.
Yeah, did you get the group together?
Yeah.
When was it?
Well, I've had Zuhor Roro with me, the guitarist, the tall one,
mm-hmm.
for about 3 years now. And Rocket Morton has been with me for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Drumbo has been with me for 4.5 years, the drummer.
Yeah.
Rocket Morton is the bass player. And Ed Marimba just came with me about 9 months ago. He was Art Tripp and the Mothers.
Right. Yeah, someone had told me that.
Mothers, so he was really enjoying himself now.
Mm-hmm.
He had 8.5 years of classical training at, Manhattan School of Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played with John Cage for a while. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did a lot of avant-garde stuff, I guess.
Do you, For instance, do you think John Cage is doing anything? Or I don't know what he's done recently. I know he was doing...
Well, he does a lot of things. You know, I don't think I have to worry about it. He seems like a nice guy.
What do you mean, worry about?
I mean, I don't think he's trying to impair anybody's vision or anything.
Uh-huh.
Or make them wear the same prescription glasses as he does.
I see. Do you think that's a danger of what a lot of musicians try to do?
I think so, yeah. I think most people try to get other people to see through their eyes. And then I think if you look through enough eyes, like in books and things like that, you end up not knowing how to use yours.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You see, yeah. Then you have to be started by something.
Right.
It all has to do with the one. People can't realize that a one is really a zero, split in half. That's like splitting the world in two. Choosing up sides.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was warned by Corb Donahue. I don't know if you know him.
No, I don't think so.
He's at Elektra. Apparently he did a radio program with you a couple of years ago. And I was warned that you come out with lines where there's no response, you know, because it's something I'm going to have to sit down and think about.
No, don't think about it.
Don't think about it.
Oh, well, it's up to you, but yeah. I think it's not important.